All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville Little League Park for the 2018 Lawrenceville Little League Opening Day Ceremonies. I'm Steve Anderson. We're live on Light 103 WAKO, continuing a WAKO tradition of broadcasting this ceremony. Without further ado, let's go down to the field level and to our Master of Ceremonies for today's opening day. That's Paul Jennings.
And good morning, baseball fans, and welcome to opening day of the Little League season in Lawrenceville. Today is what the boys and girls in Little League, Minor League, and T-Ball have all been waiting for. Today, we play baseball after weeks of practice and preparation. First off, at this time, I'd like to introduce the officers of the Little League program. First and foremost, the man who keeps this entire Little League program up and running, President Bob Johnson. Along with Vice President of the Little League, Matt Pargin, Vice President of the Minor League and T-Ball is Drew Devonshire. Let's hear it for them, too. And now how about a look at our teams who stand before you on this beautiful diamond. First out, the T-Ball teams. People's State Bank with coaches Kevin Strange and Drew Devonshire. Parrots with coaches Tyler Parrott and Zane Parrott. Treadway with coaches Morgan Collins, Taylor Parrott, and Corey Ray. Tracy Electric with coaches Jennifer Tracy, Thomas Rodriguez, and Joellen Clodfelter. Kayla's Beds with coaches Chris Jenkins and Matt Lawson. Rice Realty with coaches Molly Boo, Brad Bow, and Rachel Hipshire. And finally, Hamilton Flooring with coaches Jennifer May, Julie Brown, and Punk May. And now our 8U teams. Here is Rotary with coaches B.J. McCammon and Amanda Lewis. Bossos with coaches Drew Devonshire and Graham Gear. Sanders Chiropractic with coaches Jeremy and Lisa Sanders and Brooke and George Mullins. Pargin Retirement Planning. Here are coaches Josh Thornton and Lacey Schaefer. And rounding up the 8U teams is Neil Tyer with coaches Angel Emmons and Brady Rice. And now to our 10U Little League. Let's start with Casey State Bank with coaches Levi Vennard and Chad Gray. Steffi with coach Nick Jennings. Citizens National Bank of Albion with coaches Johnny Cooper and Kyle Meek. And finally, rounding out the 10U Little League is Vets with coach Cody Hout. And now to our 12U Little League teams. Let's start with the Elks with coaches Matt Pargin and Chad Gray. State Farm with coaches Keely Meek, Levi Vennard, and Kevin Oakes. And finally, the Moose with coaches Joey Worth, Chris Jenkins, and Matt Lawson. At this time, we would like to thank all of our local organizations and businesses that sponsor our teams. Without their help, Little League in Lawrenceville, as we know it, would not exist. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is honored to take care of the health care needs of our community, and they have graciously donated first aid kits and ice packs for this season. They would also like to wish all Little Leaguers and their families a safe and fun summer. They have also agreed to purchase new defibrillator pads when they expire. A heartfelt thank you to Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We would especially like to thank the Elks Lodge for donating their time and food to benefit Lawrenceville Little League. Also, we would like to thank Walmart for donating the donuts this morning, Thompson Farms for donating the barbecued pork that will be served in the concession stand the entire season. We would also like to thank Jack Campbell and Dave Helderman and their crew from the city. Let's take a moment and notice that our field and equipment is in great working order. And that is because of the whole crew of coaches, dads, grandpas, and just anyone who cares about our program. Let's take our hats off and thank them now. Also, we would like to thank Pargin Retirement Planning Group and Alfonso's for allowing us to use their establishments as a drop-off and pickup station. We would especially like to thank and give our gratitude to Waco Radio and Steve Anderson for this live broadcast of today's proceedings. Through Waco's efforts, those who cannot be here today are able to enjoy this fine ceremony. And many others who go nameless volunteer their time to make this Little League in Lawrenceville what it is today. Today, we say thank you. We would also like to thank Bill Powell and his staff at Sweet Tees for taking care of the uniforms this year. And lastly, thank you to Doug York and Ace Hardware for the paint on the bases. And don't forget to visit Ace Hardware today for their grills and garden day. Doug will be barbecuing brats. And always remember, free parking. And now we would like to have Jack Patterson come up and recite the Little League Pledge. Jack.
I trust in God and love my country and respect its laws. I will play fair and I will strive to win, but win or lose, I will always do my best.
And now to recite the poem, Just a Little Boy, is Mandy Patterson.
Just a little boy. He stands at the plate with his heart pounding fast. The bases are loaded. The die has been cast. Mom and Dad cannot help him. He stands all alone. A hit at this moment would send his team home. The ball meets the plate. He swings and he misses. There's a groan from the crowd with some boos and hisses. A thoughtless voice cries, strike out the bum. Tears fill his eyes. The game's no longer fun. Remember, he's just a boy who stands all alone. So open your heart and give him a break. For it's moments like this a man you can make. Keep this in mind when you hear someone forget. He's just a little boy and not a man yet.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for. The first pitch of the season will be thrown out by Jessica Brink, representing Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. And catching that first pitch will be Bryant Jenkins. strike! And before we can utter those valuable words, play ball, we do have a few rules that the committee wants to remind everybody of. 12U and 10U, the infield fly rule will apply this season. In 12U, dropped third strike will be enforced. And there is a new bat rule. Each bat needs a USA stamp, unless it is wooden. If you have any questions, please ask your coaches. And now, let's all say it together. Play ball!
All right. There are the opening ceremonies here at Lawrenceville Little League opening day. Here live on Light 103 WAKO. The season of action begins today. There's going to be play at the T-Ball Diamond and also here at the Little League Field starting at 10:30. So if you're in the area, stop on down. Thanks again to all the folks that were involved in bringing you the Little League opening day, including our Master of Ceremonies, Paul Jennings. And again, the Little League season is underway in Lawrenceville. I'm Steve Anderson, live from Lawrenceville Little League Park, here on Light 103.